And in the Next Year Bank studios. Next Year Bank, your hometown community bank. Dave Malarkey's coming up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on this, well, quite frankly, pretty miserable day. We were just talking with our guests here that this is so typical of early November, you know, when you get a rain, it's cloudy, it's gray, it's dark, it's soggy, and it's a little chilly. There might be snow by the end of the week, so I guess we'd better be happy that we've just got rain here today. Hey, we have a good program today. We're going to be talking a little bit later with guests from the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. But first, we have folks from the cast and the staff of the latest Sing Hosanna Performing Arts Group work. It's coming up this weekend. Ralph Christie Jr. is here, the founder and the director of Sing Hosanna Productions. Ralph, what's the show?
We're actually doing Newsies. It's a Disney show. It was started as a film, and now they've made it into a musical. It's very, very energetic.
Relatively new show, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Probably within the last 5-6 years, maybe.
On Broadway, anyway.
Yes, correct.
You say there was a film version. It's much earlier than that?
1992.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We have several members of the cast with us. Let's go right around the table here so I don't get too confused. Connor Langdon is here. Connor, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too.
You've been here before, haven't you?
I was here last year.
Yeah, you've done other Sing Hosanna shows, right?
Just one.
Just one? So this is your second one?
Yes, it is.
What part are you playing, Connor?
I'm playing Les.
And is he one of the... This is about newsboys, right?
Newsboys and newsgirls.
Newsgirls. Are you one of the newsboys, Connor?
Yes, I'm one of the newer ones. Because we had to find work.
I see. Also with us is Matt Nocera. Matthew, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, good to see you. What part are you playing?
I play the role of Davey, and he is Les's, which is Connor, his older brother.
I see. Also a newsie?
A new newsie.
Mm-hmm. Also with us here today is Andrew Stock. Andrew, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Another newsie?
Yes, the leader of the Newsies.
And his name is Jack.
Jack,
I guess,
Kelly,
right?
Yeah.
So you're not a newcomer. You're an old head, as
no,
they say.
No, I'm sort of the guy in charge when they show up. Yeah.
And also with us here in the studio, with us today is Miles Schaefer. Miles, nice to have you here as well.
Thank you for having me.
Another Newsie, or?
Yes, I am. I'm one of Jack's best friends.
I see. Matt, how many Newsies are there in this show?
Oh, too many to count.
Is that most of the characters are?
They are, yeah.
Newsboys
and
newsgirls?
Yeah, yeah. We probably have about 34, 35 Newsies, girls and boys.
Details on the show. It's this weekend, right?
It is this weekend. We open Friday evening, November the 8th, and that's at 7:30 at the Suck Up Theater at Butler County Community College. And then we also have Saturday evening, November the 9th, also at 7:30. And then on Sunday afternoon, we have a matinee, November the 10th, at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The seats are $15. They are not reserved. And people may get their tickets at May's Music Shop on East Jefferson Street or at the door if we're not sold out.
Suck Up Theater is home for your main stage productions for quite a few years now.
Yeah. And it works out well.
Oh, it's a great, great venue.
It is.
Holds about, I don't know, 500-600 people.
About 400.
400? I often sit toward the back. I don't know. There's no bad seats there, even if you're in the back row. It's still a nice house. Tickets will be available at the box office or in advance or both or what?
At May's Music Shop. They have them right now, which is on Jefferson Street. And at the door if we're not sold out.
Mm-hmm. Matt, let me ask you a little bit about this show. I've never seen it. So is it based on something that really happened, or is it a total figment of someone's imagination, or what's the deal?
Yeah, it's based on true events that happened, I think the year was 1899.
Oh, wow, back a ways, huh?
Yeah, basically the newspaper editors, publishers were taking advantage of kids who were working for them for mere pennies, and they were making all the money.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids finally stood up and said, "We had enough."
So it was the kids who were delivering the newspaper, is that who we're talking about?
Yes, they would actually go to the circulation desk in the morning, mm-hmm. and they would have to pay for the newspapers for the day. Whether they sold them or not, that was kind of their problem. But they took the newspapers with them and sold them, and that was their pay. That's how they got their wage for the day.
Actually, it's still done in quite a similar way for our newspaper delivery people.
It is, yes.
You know, mm-hmm. if you have the newspaper home delivered, you pay the carrier, you know.
Right.
In some cases, you can pay the publisher of the paper, whether right. it's the Butler Eagle or whatever it is. But back in those days, the old rich industry barons were taking advantage of the newsboys. Huh?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and I imagine it was mostly newsboys then, although we wouldn't. It's not that.
Yeah, the research said there was quite a few girls too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Money was tight then, so. In the case of the two, Matt and Connor here, something happened to their dad's leg or something, and that's why they had to go get a job to bring income into the family.
Wow. So I want to talk a little bit with Andrew here because he's one of the older newsies. Were you the prime organizer of this job action against the newspaper?
It's something you see happen during the show, but yes, yeah. It's sort of his idea in conjunction with Davey here. I think, you know, there's a couple things that start it, right? Like it's the raising of the prices of the papers, so worse conditions. But then I think, you know, with them coming in, it sort of helps to start those ideas. I think
they talk about organizing a union. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kids actually organize their own union. That's the basis of the show then.
Hmm.
They go on strike.
Is the actual newspaper named, or is it fictional? Or, I mean, do we say who it's
called The World. Yeah.
Well, so. there was a New York World newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then the, you know, the Pulitzer is the villain of the show. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, the actual character of Pulitzer.
Historical fiction, I guess we could call it.
Yeah.
I don't imagine that the newsies back in the late 1890s broke into song occasionally while they were on strike. But
you never know.
Let me talk a little bit with Miles here. You're one of the newsies. Tell us about your role, Miles. You play, Crutchy?
I play Crutchy, and he is a kid who doesn't...
A physical disability with a crutch? Is that why he has that name?
Yeah, one of his legs doesn't work, and based on the time, it's probably because of paralysis from polio.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, this was before Dr. Jonas Salk. Right. 1890s. That didn't happen until the 1950s. So, does everybody get to sing, or is it mainly ensemble work? Matt's shaking his head here.
There's a lot of singing by everybody. All the newsies. Lots of dancing, too.
Oh, lots of dancing? Yeah. Are there any other people besides the newsboys, the newsies, that are involved in the plot, Ralph?
Well, we have to have a love story, of course, in a musical.
Oh, of course.
So,
yeah.
And that's the character of Catherine, played by Andrea Schaefer. And she is actually Pulitzer's daughter, which is just kind of a twist there. And then as the musical goes on, Jack and Catherine kind of fall in love.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think, Pulitzer was Joseph. Joseph. Pulitzer, is that right? Am I remembering the first name correctly?
That was good.
My journalism prof would kill me if I didn't remember his first name. Joseph Pulitzer. So he was the bad guy. Did he own the world?
Yeah, yeah. it's an interesting relationship, right? Because that he did a lot of good, but at the same time, you know, he did take advantage of his workers, and you know, so
his reputation has been polished up quite a bit in,
yeah.
in the decades since this actually did happen, right?
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
Did it last very long, this job action, this strike?
About a summer.
I know.
Summer of 1899.
Hmm.
Yeah. And also they bring in the element of child labor and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you never know in the newspaper business, you know, the Pittsburgh Press. I'm looking here. Yeah. All of these people are too young to remember Pittsburgh used to have two dailies. It had the Post-Gazette. And the Post-Gazette was a morning paper. Pittsburgh Press was an afternoon paper. And they had a big strike, and that was the end of the paper.
Yeah.
It ceased publication.
Wow.
That was, what, 20 years ago, something, 25 years ago, something like that. You remember?
I don't remember.
You're old enough to remember the Pittsburgh Press.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. The Scripps Howard newspaper, as I recall. So tell us a little bit about the challenge of the show. I'm trying to think of any other amateur group that's done this. I don't think so. Are you the first?
The first in the area, yes.
Yeah.
Last summer, Pittsburgh Musical Theater did it in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Particularly tough in terms of music or no?
It's very heavy with music, so there's a lot of songs, and all the songs require heavy dancing.
What's the style of music? Is it jazz, big band? Is it typical Broadway music?
Or? Yeah, it's a lot of Broadway. You have the ballad, you have the love story, you have some ragtime in there, some pop music. It's all kind of different styles, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Alan Menken did a lot of the work on it, so he's famous for his work with Disney.
And dancing is a particular challenge?
Yes, when we really don't have not professional dancers, but people with a lot of dancing school experience. So I kind of figure out steps that they can do, but they're doing an excellent job. It's, mm-hmm. it's very athletic, very exhausting, and the numbers aren't short numbers either. Some of them go for like 4 minutes long straight.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of music.
A lot of big production numbers, Matt? Big showstoppers?
Yeah, and they're pretty big hits, a lot of harmony, a lot of different parts that the people can hear and pull out. It sounds pretty great in the theater. I can't wait for the audience to hear it, but both acts packed with songs.
Mm-hmm. Connor, do you have to dance a lot in this show?
Yes, most of the group numbers I have to be in those, and some of the parts where there are some solos.
Uh-huh.
I'm in some of them.
I see. It's been my experience in amateur community theater, if you're doing a musical, that many times you'll have young women who have gone to dancing class. Not too often for the men.
That's correct.
Right? Any of you guys go to dancing class?
No,
I'm not seeing anyone shaking their head, yeah. But many young ladies do.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
So it's a little easier to choreograph complex dance numbers with young women as opposed to young men.
They're doing a great job, though. Some of the best dancing I've seen with my group ever. So
what do you have to learn? Tap, jazz, ballet? What kind of dance? I'm looking at you, Andrew.
There is a tap number. I don't think any of us are in that tap part.
Thank goodness you're all saying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically jazz with a lot of athletic kind of movements in it.
Oh, okay.
Strong, muscular kind of music movements.
Well, actually, that happens in some types of dance, too, especially ballet. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of athleticism and strong movements, usually for the guy.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of like West Side Story.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also in New York City.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. In New York City. Yeah. We'll take a quick break. We're talking about Newsies. It's the next production of the Sing Hosanna Performing Arts Group here in Butler, and it happens this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at Suckup Theater on the BC3 campus. Back to talk more with our guests here on It's Your Turn after these words.
From great breakfast specials to hosting holiday parties, Michael's Restaurant is the place to be in Butler County. Start your day with a satisfying breakfast, then begin planning a holiday party at Michael's. They have a party room for approximately 20 people for Christmas parties or family get-togethers. Call today to reserve your date. Pumpkin pies and apple dumplings are now available.
Like it or not, winter is coming. Not to worry, West End Tire and Service has over 400 snow tires in stock for cars and light-duty trucks. They also sell tires for large trucks, trailers, heavy equipment, skid loaders, backhoes, and more. With a vast selection of Cooper tires, West End Tire and Service prides itself on offering the same great installation and service as Siemens provided for years. Plus, they have the same great staff, too. Call 724-287-6973 or stop by West End Tire Service today, West Cunningham Street in Butler.
The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot has delicious, all-natural, free-roaming turkeys and chickens to make your Thanksgiving meal special this year. Their birds are handled with extreme care and are preservative and additive-free. Buy your turkey frozen today or get it fresh right before the big holiday meal. For the tastiest turkeys and chickens in Western PA, call the Jones Turkey Farm, 724-352-2450, or visit jonesturkeyfarm.com. The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot, quite simply the best.
We have cast members and staff from the upcoming Sing Hosanna production of the Broadway musical Newsies with us here in the studio. And one of the newsies is Connor Langdon, who portrays Les. Connor Langdon, I understand during the break that you're part of the comic relief in this show. You have a lot of the funny lines. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
You're smiling even as you say this. Yeah. Is it hard to deliver funny lines and stay in character, you know, like without laughing yourself?
I guess sometimes it is, but...
Make sure you get close to that microphone for me there. There we go.
But it's better when I'm not looking at the audience because...
I see. Well, you know, while you've been on stage before, you know, and during the actual performance, it's difficult to see the audience because you got all the bright stage lights in your eyes, you know. You're kind of blinded. Which is good sometimes, right? You don't know that they're out there. Yeah. What show did you do last year, Connor?
I did Music Man.
I see. Oh, Music Man. Were you Winthrop?
Yes, I was.
You look a little bit like Winthrop. What about you, Matt Nacera? Have you done Sing Hosanna shows before?
Yeah, I've been with Sing Hosanna for probably 6 years, so... my 12th musical with them.
Oh, really?
I've been in shows, Tarzan, Shrek. We did Godspell. I was also in The Music Man, Seussical, the musical.
Have a favorite?
Newsy's pretty much up there. Yeah? My top favorite right now, yeah.
Godspell, I haven't seen that show done other than your production of it in many, many years.
That's true,
that
yeah,
show goes
yeah.
back probably to the... mid to late 70s.
It does, yeah.
Good show, though.
Oh, excellent show.
Yeah, excellent. Let me talk a little bit here with Andrew. What's your history with the Sing Hosanna? Have you done a bunch of shows before?
Yeah, I've been in a while. I started when I was 8, and then I went up through about high school, and then took a little time off to go to college. I went out to Villanova, and then just the last couple years I've been back, so
mm-hmm. yeah. So now you're like, what, 63 or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, just about. No,
you went
25.
You went to Nova, huh?
Yeah, Villanova, yeah.
Great basketball school, among other things, of course.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was there for the first national championship, mm-hmm. or the first of the last two that we had.
What'd you study?
I studied finance and accounting.
Excellent. Yeah. Good for you. I haven't talked with too many people that went to Nova. I know a couple of professors there, but I don't know many students.
Yeah. Not too many from this side of the state.
Did you have any time or inclination to do theater when you were at Villanova?
Yeah, so I actually didn't get to do a show while I was there, but I was a theater minor while I was there, so I got to take quite a few classes. It helped a lot. It was good.
My experience in undergraduate school that most of the roles go to theater majors. I mean, after all, that's what they're studying. If you're majoring in accounting or something like that, you're probably not going to get a role in a production.
Yeah,
good atmosphere there because you get to see a lot of theater.
Yeah, no, exactly. They had a good master's program, so they had like 5 shows a year where they were just these real small. Productions, but they were like, it was super intimate, and it was good to see.
Plus, you were in Philadelphia, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
The entertainment all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Might be a little hard to buckle down and study if you were in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
yeah. And Miles, what about you? Have you done theater with Sing Hosanna before?
This is my first show with Sing Hosanna.
What about other theater work in school or anything?
Yeah, I've been doing shows in school for 4 years now. And I recently did a production with Mad Camp over at the Presbyterian Covenant Church.
Oh, wonderful. Are you still in school?
Yes, I am. I'm a senior in high school.
What? Where do you go?
What was that?
Yeah, what school? Butler?
Oh, Butler High.
Butler High? Yeah. Are you going to go to Villanova next year like Andrew?
I'm not. I don't know where I'm going yet, but I recently sent out applications. So.
I see. I think you do that a little bit later these days than you used to. Most seniors in high school that I talk to, they really don't get down to solidifying plans until, you know, the last few months of their senior year.
He was the prince in Cinderella with Butler High. Was that just last year?
Yeah, that was last year.
Ah.
He was in Little Mermaid. What part was that?
I was Flounder in The Little Mermaid.
Someday my prince will come. No, that's Sleeping Beauty, isn't it?
Yes.
Someday my prince will come. Well, I mixed up my princes there. You know. You got the glass slipper and the mirror on the wall. So you're an old hand at this, being on stage, huh?
Yeah.
Were you?
And he has a challenging part because he has a crutch. So all his movements, he has to drag his leg, his foot.
Yeah.
And then I want him to dance also, so he does a modification of the step and makes it look great.
Hmm. Do you wear something on your leg, like to immobilize your knee or something like that?
No, I just like turn my foot to the side and tuck it under, and I just hold it like that.
Difficult to do.
Yeah, it is.
When you're feigning a physical disability on stage. Obviously, you know, you don't want to do a parody of it. It's kind of like, you know, playing someone who's inebriated on stage. People think that's easy, and it's actually pretty difficult to do it when it's, you know, make it believable. Yeah. Well, good luck to you. That's terrific.
Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Did I talk to everybody about yes there? Previous theatrical experience. We're talking about Newsies, which opens, actually it runs this weekend for three performances at Suckup Theater. It's a relatively new play. Does that mean the rights are dear? Does it cost a lot to produce this?
It's a Disney show, so
yeah.
Don't have to say anything more. It's a Disney show.
A lot of people don't realize, the amateur theater groups around here, whether it's the Butler Little Theater, Musical Theater Guild, high school shows, whatever, you have to pay rights.
Yeah, you do.
To perform these shows. And some of them are very, very expensive. The two most expensive are Rodgers and Hammerstein shows and Disney shows.
Yeah,
they sock it to you.
Yeah, I think Disney has surpassed Rodgers and Hammerstein at this point in time.
Rodgers and Hammerstein haven't written any for a while.
Yeah.
Anybody know what the last Rodgers and Hammerstein show was?
No clue.
Has anybody heard of Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Of course.
We've done some of their shows.
It was The Sound of Music.
Oh. Okay.
1956, I believe, was their last collaboration. Oscar Hammerstein was very ill at that time and died shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
But he wrote one last song. You know, I don't know whether they still do this for Broadway shows or not, but they would not open on Broadway. They would open like in Hartford, Connecticut, right, or somewhere like that, and run for a week. And it was kind of a test. You know, what do we need? Do we need to tweak this a little bit? And when The Sound of Music played in Hartford, the producers decided they needed we need one more song. And so Oscar Hammerstein got out his pen, psh, 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 and wrote a quick one, Edelweiss. How could you do that quickly? And one of the most beautiful songs on the show.
Yeah.
So do you have a lot of fun doing this? Connor, how about this? You know, you're in school, right?
I'm actually homeschooled.
You're homeschooled, but you're busy. I mean, this is during the school year. How the heck do you find time to do a show like this? You have to budget your time, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. I guess it's I have to make time for each of them, and also it's fun going to all the rehearsals, but I'm busy some of the Yeah. Busy.
Make a lot of new friends when you're doing this?
I do. I made a lot of friends last year, and I am this year, too.
Now, you're homeschooled. Do you still, if I could ask you what grade you're in, would you be able to answer that?
I'm in fifth grade.
Fifth grade? I see.
And I would assume some of this would act as credit for him for doing theater, like literature and music. And
why not? Yeah. Good experience at any age to be involved in community theater.
Oh, yes, yeah.
This takes place in New York. What about sets? Is it indoors, outdoors, both? Ralph, what's the deal?
It is both. We have done a unit set, but we've made it a triple decker, so you can be on the floor, then you can be up a level, and then up another 4 feet. Plus, this is a first for my career, and I think it's the first for at the college. We have a fireman's pole in the show, so the kids from the upper level can come down the fireman's pole to come off of the rooftop or whatever we're playing up at that time. It's really pretty cool.
Has anyone practiced this yet?
I think we all have.
They want to do it. So, but it works fine. It's great. Yeah. So we have a lot of brickwork, and we turned it into a theater at some point. It turned it into Pulitzer's office. So it's probably like maybe 10 different locales in the musical.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some musicals just use one set, and they kind of change the lighting. Most productions of Superstar I've seen do that.
Yeah.
And then others are a little bit more complex, like this show.
This is a very complex set, but it plays well. It's just it's a really a nice sight to behold.
Who builds your sets?
We have a good crew. Lee Bingham has been with me for a long time, and who came just on board was Steve Grady, and Chris Michael and Rob Scheidelmantle are the main people for this show.
Mm-hmm. What about music? Do you use a live pit band, or do you use soundtracks? What do you do?
We have a live orchestra. It's a small pit. There's only about 9 people total in the pit, but what a sound they make. I mean, it's just incredible.
That's always difficult to get live musicians. I just saw a story on the wire within the past week about the Pittsburgh Ballet, and they have, because of finances, half of their shows they use a live orchestra and half they use soundtracks.
So I think that's fairly recent that they're doing that. Yeah. I've been fortunate. I've had the same group basically for the last 8, 9, 10 years. And they're very good. We meet one time with the singers, and then we do the week of the show, and they're there ready to go. It's amazing.
Well, professional musicians, they can
some
do that.
Are, and some are amateur.
Really?
Yeah.
What about choreography? Are you handling that along with the vocal direction?
I am, and we have 2 other choreographers who are have kids involved with the show. Trisha Doverspike. She taught the tap number. Mm-hmm. She's actually a dance teacher at a studio. And then Andrea Schaefer, who has the female lead, did some of the numbers. So we have quite a variety of styles going on then, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Don't all you guys wish you could have been in the tap dance number?
I think we'll take a pass.
Gene Kelly. I see old Gene Kelly movies or Fred Astaire movies, and I just gape at how talented those guys were.
They were brilliant.
Just fabulous. Any kind of dance they could do. Any kind.
Yep.
And they could sing okay, too.
Our guys can do that, too.
Newsies. Probably a show that I would venture to say most people haven't seen.
It actually has a following, mostly by young people. I was really kind of surprised. It falls in that category of Superstar and what's the other show? Joseph. They all have like their own following of people, and I think the kids will have a lot of kids in the audience, I believe.
Excellent. Tickets again, currently at Mays?
Mays Music Shop on East Jefferson Street. Shout out to Josh for always selling everybody's tickets in the area. He's great about that. The show is this weekend at the Suck Up Theater at Butler County Community College. Friday evening, November the 8th, and Saturday evening, November the 9th. Both of those performances start at 7:30. And in a Sunday matinee, November the 10th at 2 o'clock. We will have tickets at the door if we do not sell out.
Well, good luck, everyone. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Yes. And Ralph, we'll see you right after the holidays. You'll be getting ready for your
January dinner theater.
Yes. Yeah, well, we'll see you then.
Okay, we'll come back and talk to you for that.
Oh, sure. All right, more to come. We move on with the next segment of It's Your Turn after a break here, so give us a couple of minutes. We'll get our guests out of the studio and get our next guests in and get them mic'd up and ready to go. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. Program note, we'll have live election returns tonight starting at 9:30 here on WISR following the close of the polls at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Undoubtedly, the most influential band of all time was the Beatles, with 20 number one hits. Experience one of the top-rated Beatles tribute bands, A Hard Day's Night, at Tanglewood Center on Saturday, November 16th. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Dinner buffet by Chef George at 7, showtime at 8. Only $35. As always, it's BYOB. There's no doubt why this group was invited to Liverpool, England, to perform during International Beatles Week. For tickets, call Tanglewood at 287-0021.
Home care through Concordia Visiting Nurses includes services which foster recovery, rehabilitation, recuperation, and health education. Ask your doctor about medical support needs at home. Ask for a referral for Concordia Visiting Nurses and enjoy the benefits of skilled practitioners coming to your home to help you feel better. For tips for family caregivers, visit elderpagespittsburgh.com.
Tobacco for Less is Western PA's largest glass emporium, and they now have a store in Butler at Pullman Square Plaza. What makes Tobacco for Less different from other stores? For starters, they have so many glass pipes to choose from. They also feature a walk-in humidor and a vape juice bar. And of course, they carry a variety of standard tobacco products too. The Tobacco for Less Health and Wellness Department stocks a large selection of high-quality CBD products. For all your smoking and vaping needs, check out Tobacco for Less with locations in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
Back, good friends. The next segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR, our guests are with us from the Butler County Chamber of Commerce and also from, well, representing the young professionals. Adriana Bly is here. She's also representing the Marriott Spring Hill Suites Hotel. You still with them?
Yep.
Downtown?
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent. Well, nice to see you again. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you.
And Jordan Grady is here as well. Jordan is the Executive Director of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. Jordan, good to see you.
Good to see you as well, Dave.
Stan Kosciuszko, Chamber President, would be here, but he's a little bit under the weather today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is a day to be under the weather because the weather's pretty lousy.
It really is.
Yeah. Pretty lousy out there.
It's going to get worse this weekend, I hear.
Yeah. Well, this is, I was mentioning earlier on the program, this is so typical of early November. It just seems like it's November, and you start to get these chilly rains, and then you get into the latter part of November, and you get the wet snow, and I mean, that's November, you know. We've lived through it before. We'll probably make it this time. It's exacerbated, however, by the fact that you change the clocks. So, you know, it gets dark so early in there.
And leave the house, and it's dark, get back, it's dark, it's...
It's hard, terrible to keep, times. Hard to keep our spirits up. Hard to keep our spirits up. Yeah. So you, Adriana, you're now the chair of the Young Professionals, are
I
you not?
I am, yes.
Yeah. Have you been doing that for a while, or have you just taken over that position, or what?
For a few months, I have been doing that. Since Jordan became the executive director, then I became the chair for the Young Professionals.
You're also involved with the Slippery Rock Business Association, right?
Yes, I'm the vice president for the SRBA.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about that, because the Slippery Rock Business Association kind of operates under the umbrella of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. I have that right?
That is correct. They're an affiliate of the chamber, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's their own organization, but it's affiliated with the chamber.
Correct.
And I think that affiliation came several years ago as a good move for both parties, really.
Definitely. And they do a great job of representing Northern Butler County.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the Slippery Rock business situation right now. Main Street always seems to be hopping when I'm up there. I'm not there all that often, but
yeah, they do a really good job. It's actually, so SRBA celebrating 15 years, actually. I started about 5 years ago with them, and it's a great organization. They really try to bring everybody together, more than just Slippery Rock, too. Grove City and Butler can be chambers or members as well. So we kind of try to open it up and promote Slippery Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And on November 23rd is we're having our light up night in Slippery Rock in downtown.
Oh, great.
So they shut down Main Street and they have a bunch of events, and we're really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Is the Business Association involved at all with Village Fest, or is that a separate operation?
It is a separate operation, but we help sponsor some of the events, like Cornhole Tournament, and we help out with that as much as we can, too. But mm-hmm. It is a separate entity.
Do you work well with the university and their various programs and events and so on?
Yeah, we really do. Slippery Rock University is a great asset to have, and it's great with SRBA because, you know, we partner with everything that we can. Like, we have our holiday party, and some of our meetings are held at SRU, so we do everything that we can with them, and they're always open to it as well.
Now, you say you kind of cover the region. I mean, people from Butler and Grove City can be involved. Do you ever do anything in Grove City, or do they have their own business association?
Well, they have their chamber there, but we partner like with the chamber, and there's always a mixer in August that we have with SRBA, Grove City, Butler Chamber. It's, you know, we all kind of partner with that, and we've been trying to do more things with them as well.
We do the meet and move with Grove City, too. And the Grove City Young Professionals just had a resurgence, and we're actually doing a joint mixer with them in March of 2020 at North Country Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely trying to do more things with them, and they've been great partners, and they're very easy to work with.
How many members do you have, a ballpark figure, in the Slippery Rock Business Association, do you know?
We usually go around 100 members is what we have, yeah.
That might surprise some people. They got 100.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's a lot of smaller businesses, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's
you got some biggies, but, you know. But
yeah, so like Giant Eagle is a bigger one. And
North Country Brewing.
North
sure.
Country, yeah. And some of the, like, so Domino's, some of the realty places, kind of a mix of a lot of different things. The hotel and, you know, whatnot. So it's a good mix of businesses.
Is the hotel still within the borough, or is it outside? Yeah?
Be close to the border, I think. I'm pretty sure it's in the borough still there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's close.
I think it's only my personal view. In downtown portions of communities these days, whether it's Slippery Rock or Butler or whatever, I appreciate the smaller shops. You know.
Yeah, it gives it the hometown feel.
Yeah, and especially retail. It's
exactly.
It's awesome.
Get more character.
Yeah.
And that can be in larger university towns, too. Clarion is that way. Even State College, which is much, much bigger. But still, you know, in town you got the smaller shops along College Avenue and the other streets, you know.
Yeah,
we're very fortunate. Downtown Slippery Rock's a really nice place, and you know, downtown Butler has a lot of specialty retails and restaurants that are locally owned, and that's special to those smaller downtowns. But even if you take a wider look at the region, Beaver has a really good downtown with a community college right there. And then Beaver Falls has a really nice downtown area with Geneva College. Mm. So really our region is very fortunate to have these like smaller downtowns that offer their own little uniqueness.
I haven't been in Beaver in a long, long time, mm-hmm. and I've probably only been to Beaver Falls once or twice in my life, so I wasn't familiar with that.
Really nice areas, and they do some Christmas light up things that have been really special in years past.
So what's going to happen with the light up night in Slippery Rock? You say it's the 23rd, did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, Saturday, November 23rd from 4 to 8. They'll shut down Main Street, and then they'll have different vendors on the street, and then some of the businesses will be open as well. So I'm not sure, like last year, the hair studio, they had face painting inside, so you can go in, get warmed up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Next year, it's sponsored cookie decorating. Last year, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be again this year. They have Santa come down and light up the tree, and then he sits in one of the shops, and kids can come and visit him.
Did you say this was in the bank? Did I hear you correctly?
So the bank sponsors the cookie decorating, then Santa, last year he was in the cell phone store. I'm not sure if they're going to...
I believe that's the plan currently for this year, to keep Santa in the cell phone store.
Yeah.
I think. And nothing's really set in stone yet.
Yeah.
But I believe there's also going to be like a live performer.
Yeah, Garrett Schultz, he's going to be performing. It should be down like at the gazebo. Mm-hmm. And everything is going to be benefiting Mission 22. It's for veteran suicide awareness. So that concert was actually provided for free to light up night. So if anybody, like any donations, would go back to the Mission 22.
This is a great concern these days. The number of veterans who are tragically ending their lives, and it doesn't seem to be getting a whole lot better.
Yeah, that's what they're working on that. And then they'll also be accepting donations for the Feed My Sheep food cupboard in Slippery Rock. Mm-hmm. So, and then there'll be a tree decorating contest and a couple other things going on downtown.
Can you explain that, the tree, because it's different from years past. Typically they did just one big tree. This year there's going to be multiple trees of normal size. Regular size trees.
Yeah, and that businesses can sponsor those and then decorate themselves for the contest, or they can maybe get like a nonprofit that would want to decorate it to get their cause out there, and then they'll have a contest about that.
So these trees be in the windows of stores, you mean? Or?
So they're actually trying to get one big tree to light up, and then other live trees for outside, and line them up the sidewalk at the gazebo.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
That's what they're going to try to do. So as long as that all works out, then people can decorate those and then have a contest.
Help me so that I make sure that I know where the gazebo is. You go, there's a like a little narrow passageway. In Scotland, they would call it a trace that goes between a couple of buildings off Main Street, and then there's a kind of a vacant space in there. Is that where the gazebo is?
So you can go back that way, but like where the old bank was that they tore down, that kind of grassy lot there now.
Right on the corner
there. Yeah.
That's much easier description than what I tried to give you. I did walk down that narrow passageway one time.
I was like, yeah.
Popped out, and I said, oh, isn't this nice? I didn't even know this was back here.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, that's exactly right, though. You walk through there and then get to the gazebo.
Well, you can hope for the best on Saturday, November 23rd.
Yeah.
You're never quite sure about the weather. We do the same thing about a week later, because the Butler Radio Group sponsors the Spirit of Christmas Parade downtown. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some years it's snowing, some years it's dry and, you know, 50 degrees. You just never know at that
last
time of the year.
Last year it rained.
Did it rain?
Yeah.
It always ends up being a great time, great turnout, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great night.
Well, snow's not bad. I mean, after all, we're talking about Christmas.
Yeah,
here, so,
it works.
Put on your knit cap and your gloves and enjoy. Enjoy the camaraderie.
It's also a Small Business Saturday the same day, so that helps showcase some of those specialty retails shops that downtown Butler has, as well as some of the locally operated restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And then you Christmas parade day in the night, so it ends up being a real good night for the city.
We're talking with Adriana Bly, and Adriana is the vice president of the Slippery Rock Business Association. Pretty active group.
Yeah, we are. We have general membership meetings every month for our members. We like to partner with the chamber for some of their events, like the meet and moves. and any of the mixers. And then coming up in December, we have our holiday party held at SRU. So we do that every year, and it's always a great event.
I think it's tremendously important for local and business people to get together and mix and mingle every once in a while, you know, and support each other. I mean, you're always going to need stuff, one thing or another, and all other things being equal, wouldn't you rather buy from local people and have them buy from you, you know?
Yeah. That's what our membership meetings are really nice, because then you get really good relationships with people. So, you know, you may not be able to use them now, but down the road you will, and you have somebody that you can trust and, you know, and you want to do business with. Mm-hmm. So that's what we like about those, is having something consistent that we create partners with.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We're chatting about, well, several things that involve in one way or another the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. Here on this segment of It's Your Turn on WISR. Stick around, we'll be back with more right after these words. The Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and Cremation Services, located at 140 Newcastle Road. It's about halfway up Newcastle Hill, just down from the State Police Barracks. This is the Butler area's newest funeral home, Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home, the first and only value-designed funeral home built specifically for that purpose. A funeral home that offers styles, types, and levels of service that others are not able or willing to offer. They can transfer all prearranged funeral services and policies as well. It's an entirely new idea. It's local. And there's a hometown gentleman running the operation, Spencer D. Geibel. Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and Cremation Services, 140 Newcastle Road in Butler. Not affiliated with any other funeral home.
In 2019, Tri-River celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Welcome back. We chat here on this segment of It's Your Turn with Jordan Grady. He's the Executive Director of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. And also with us is Adriana Bly, who is currently the Chair of the Butler County Young Professionals and Vice President of the Slippery Rock Business Association. You've also been active in the Butler Downtown organization, haven't you, Adriana?
Yeah, I'm on the board for that also.
Mm-hmm. How do you find time for work?
Yeah, right.
and family, huh? Yeah. Well, don't you find, though, Jordan, it's the case with so many people who are involved. You know, they're involved in a lot of stuff. They're concerned about the community.
Definitely. We're very fortunate in that aspect. We have a lot of individuals who are committed to serving our communities.
Mm-hmm. There's been some news with regard to the Butler Chamber. It was last week, I believe, that we had a news story that the Butler County Chamber of Commerce is going to be adding another location in Cranberry Township, right?
That is correct. We are really excited. We actually were down there yesterday kind of finalizing things, and probably next week we'll get everything down there in terms of technical computers and whatnot. Sign getting installed on the door, and then the following week we're going to start to staff it 3 days a week, hopefully.
And where is this secondary office located?
It's in the Cranberry Township Municipality Building. We will be sharing space with the Alliance for Nonprofit Resources, which has an office in the Township Building.
Lovely facility there, that Township Municipal Building in Cranberry.
It absolutely is. And the supervisors we work with there were just on board with it. As soon as we've approached them about it, they're happy to have us there, and they're going to be there to support us and help us grow, and we have a real good working collaboration with them.
That's a perfect example of great foresight by Cranberry Township supervisors, not the present board. It's a long, long time ago, as I recall, that used to be a forge, believe it or not, that building.
Really?
Yeah. And whatever the company was, I have no idea. But it, you know, heavy industry went out of business. And Cranberry Township supervisors, and I couldn't tell you exactly when. I'm guessing 30 years ago, maybe something like that. Bought the building and just started to slowly, you know, build it out, refurbish it, and one by one. And now they've got a great space for. Have you ever been there, Adriana?
Yeah, I have.
The Cranberry Library is in there. Beautiful facility. All the municipal offices. You know, you're talking about some pretty amazing foresight many, many years ago to grab a hold of that property. And it's centrally located, and Cranberry is perfect.
It is perfect, yeah. And obviously Cranberry is experiencing some just crazy economic development and growth down there. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to be moving down there to have more of a presence and support that growth.
Now, did I hear you correctly when you said it's probably going to be staffed like a few days a week or something?
To start, definitely a few days a week. And then, you know, we'll just have to play it by ear to see the future of that, but we are most definitely excited to get down there and get our feet on the ground and start building our membership in the southern part of the county.
Will there be a new employee going in down there? That's not decided yet.
Not decided yet. More than likely not. It'll be staffed by me temporarily at the beginning, and also we are trying to get some interns from the two colleges that are in Butler County. That's obviously BC3 and SRU. Mm-hmm. So once we get them in place, maybe they can look at some hours down there, because that'll give the interns a chance to meet business professionals from the southern part of the county that they may not meet if they are predominantly located in center and northern Butler County.
Great experience for them.
Definitely. That's Absolutely. Our thought process.
Who knows,
there.
May open up their, you know, career path.
That's what we're hoping. We're hoping to bring back the intern program that we haven't had for a couple of years. And the hopes are, if you become an intern with the chamber, you meet your future employer. And we can keep some of the talent that gets educated in Butler County, here in Butler County, as working professionals.
That's what happened to Adriana, right? You're a graduate of Slippery Rock University.
Yep, yeah.
What did you major in there?
I majored in business management. Mm-hmm. I was an intern, actually, at the Fairfield Inn Hotel in Butler, and then I worked my way up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example of what you were talking about, Joel.
Networking is a powerful thing, Dave. Yeah. Very powerful.
Yeah. And it's nice to be able to start your career and maybe end your career in your home area,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
It's better than moving to Montana or something like that, which a lot of folks, I'm sure you had classmates, a lot of folks have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit about what's happening in Slippery Rock, but I think I need to take one more break here before we run out of time today, so let us do that, and let us give you a program reminder as well. Today's election day, of course. We will have live election returns here on WISR and sister station WBUT 1050 starting at 9:30 tonight. The polls close at 8, and there's a period of an hour or so, sometimes a little more, before returns start to dribble in to the Bureau of Elections. And so we'll be on the air at 9:30 with our first reports, election coverage tonight, and I have no idea how long it's going to take. Hopefully, well before midnight, we'll have all of the results that we need. So join us tonight, 9:30, for live election return coverage here on WISR. We will be right back.
Are you looking to buy a house for the first time? At Armco Credit Union, they're known for competitive rates and low fees. But did you know their mortgage specialists will work with you every step of the way to make sure your best interests are served? Call the mortgage department at 724-284-2020 and ask them about their first-time home buyer program that allows a minimum down payment of only 3%. Don't have time to call or visit? Simply apply for a mortgage online, armcocu.com. Armco Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity and is federally insured by NCUA.
There were lots of famous duels in history, but ours involves pianos, not pistols. Connecting to Tomorrow presents an encore performance of Piano Maniacs on Saturday, November 16th at the Lindora Legion. Tickets are $20 each, and the proceeds benefit C2T's teen mentoring programs. Doors open at 6, and the musical fun starts at 7. BYOB must be 21, and food will be available. Get tickets at the door, Butler County Radio Network, or Eventbrite Online, and join C2T for some dueling piano fun.
Need to get out of town? Check into Butler Motor Tours. They can get you out of town, in style, and in comfort on their big luxury cruise buses. Have you checked out their website lately? So many exciting trips coming up. Check out butlerbus.com and find out where they're taking you next. They have trips all over the country. They'll even help you set sail to maybe the Caribbean. Casino trips, historic landmarks, all across the country. No driving, no handling luggage, entertainment, and most meals all can be put together with no worries, all in an inclusive price. Call Butler Motor Tours today for more information, or again, go to their website, butlerbus.com, and check out all of the exciting trips. They especially take care of you around the holidays. Seriously, no better way to travel than Butler Motor Tours.
Welcome back. Nice to have Audriana Bly and Jordan Grady with us here today. The I want to ask you about the costume collections for Halloween. We just had Halloween last Thursday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Young Professionals did a thing, right? Collecting costumes, Audriana?
Yeah, so it's called Ghouls for Good. We collect costumes throughout the whole year for Halloween, and kids in CYS and the backpack program can get vouchers, and they come in and they can pick out a costume for free. So this year we got about 450 costumes donated, and then Cubs Hall donated the space, and we set up the costumes like a little shop in there, and we had about 200 children come in redeem to get the free costumes.
Excellent. So it was a big hit, huh?
Yeah, it was. It turned out really well.
Oh, that's good.
It was a good location, and there was a lot of kids there, and it was really kind of heart-wrenching to see too that, you know, if they wouldn't have been able to get that, then they wouldn't have had a costume. So it was really well worth it, and it was really nice.
Young Professionals probably do that again next year, I would imagine. Huh?
Yeah, I think this is our fourth year, so we'll definitely keep continuing to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. I'm glad it went well. Chamber has a holiday party, right?
Yes, December 6th, first Friday in December, out at the, the new name is the Pittsburgh Butler Regional Airport, formerly known as the Butler Airport. It'll be in one of the heated hangars, and they're going to leave a couple jets in there, too, for photo ops and whatnot.
Just in case everyone has to get out of town fast.
That's right. So, we're definitely looking forward to that. Obviously, they celebrated their 90th. Year of being an airport.
Yeah, just like within the past month or two.
Yeah. And we actually got to take a tour of the airport out there, and there's two flight schools. There's a lot of things happening out there. The restaurant, the Cerventes, just underwent a bunch of renovations. I guess they are now back open.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like one of the hidden gems of our county, and it does a lot. I forget the number of trips, but it's an astronomical amount of unique trips every year right out of the airport here in Butler County. And then, of course, they've built strategic educational partnerships with Beaver Community College and Butler Community College, because there's a major shortage of pilots that has been created over the years. And, the two academies out there are kind of at the forefront of tackling that shortage. And it's all right here in Butler County, and that just makes it even more special. So we're looking forward to being out there on December 6th. 5:30 to 7:30. If you do plan on attending, make sure you bring a toy. We'll be collecting toys for the CYS program. And that always ends up being a real fun night, and it always ends up being well attended for a real diverse range of professionals.
For some people, it might seem a little bit early to be talking about that, but folks, it's November the 5th already.
That's right. Yeah.
And this is a time of the year, to me, where things go faster than ever. I mean, you change the clocks, you got Election Day, you got Veterans Day in a couple of days, then it's Thanksgiving, and I mean, it's just a blur.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
So, well, we'll look for more details on that in the Chamber newsletter, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Over the next few weeks. Well, gosh, thanks to two of you for stopping down today and chatting.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
It's good to see you as well.
Jordan Grady is the Executive Director of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, and Audriana Bly, very active in community activities and boards. She's currently the Chair of the Butler County Young Professionals and currently Vice President of the Slippery Rock Business Association. And you'll probably see her at the Marriott Spring Hill Suites, too.
In her spare time.
Yeah.
How's business there, by the way? It always seems to be a lot of cars. Seems to be full when I go by.
You know, we're doing really well.
What a great addition to the downtown, huh?
Yeah, wow. We're really excited to be there. We've been selling out most Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Friday, Saturdays. We're doing really well. We're glad
to be
here.
Did you guys just win an award or something? I thought I read something.
So from Butler Downtown, we won the Economic Impact Award for 2019, which will actually be on Thursday.
Well-deserved, that's for sure. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
That wraps up our program for today. Hope you can join us for election returns tonight and tomorrow at 12:30 for the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Sway into the beat of your heart, and your lips were saying that we won't dance apart. Now someone else is holding.